24 athletes ranging in ages from 13 to 23 spent the first half of a 12-hour day in the classroom finding out how to manage their finances, learning about substance abuse, and how to give back through philanthropy. The second half of day one was spent out at the National Ability Center's rope course, where Lauren Loberg, the director of athlete career and education, says the rookies all got to meet each other and learn more about what it means to be named to the national ski and snowboard team.
They're all new team members, which is essentially, you know, you sign a team agreement. Not only do they learn about, you know, our core values and all our different things that the ski team offers, but kind of bring them to the COE, let them know the other opportunities that are offered. I deal with a lot of the stuff, the educational side, what else there is. So learning, they have a lot of educational opportunities while they're here. My whole thing is, and the focus of the team now is whole person development. We want them to be balanced.
Brooke Bingham, the USSA Director of Sales, says the rookies worked on team building activities to give them the confidence they'll need when they're competing.
You have to have that confidence when you're, you know, screaming down the mountain going 80 miles an hour, or if you're in the half pipe 20 feet above the deck, or if you're 60 feet above the ground competing in aerialists. You have to have complete confidence in yourself, but also confidence in your team that they'll support you and they're there all the way.
Two local athletes, Colby Stevenson and Sam Duprat, participated in rookie camp. Duprat, a 20-year-old alpine speed skier, didn't have great success as a young racer, but with a lot of hard work, he's made steady progress, competing last spring in the World Junior Championships in Super-G, finishing 13th. Duprat says as a kid, he had just honorable mentions, never winning the ski races, and at times he thought about quitting.
And honestly, as a little kid, it almost made me want to quit a couple times just because I never got the results that I wanted. But if you keep going for it and keep trying, you eventually can catch up to the big guys, and that's when it gets fun.
Duprat has been named to the C team and will compete on the NORAM circuit this winter, along with a couple of starts in the Europa Cup. With a lot of depth on the U.S. speed team already, he says his sights are set on the 2018 Olympics. He says rookie camp was a great introduction to being named to the U.S. ski team.
It's been awesome. I mean, we're just getting to know everybody. It's cool, you know, seeing you have so many different personalities just because everyone's in different sports. And it's nice that we all get to hang out so you don't get to all winter, you know, and see them around in the COE. So it's good to know some names and make new friends. And it's a cool experience. And you learn a lot in the meetings, you know, you learn about how to financially manage yourself and become self-sufficient in the new world of somewhat professional sports.
15-year-old Colby Stevenson, who's a sophomore at the Winter Sports School, competes in halfpipe and slopestyle freeskiing, where he's had great success in both disciplines. As a member of the U.S. ski team, he's earned a key to the Center of Excellence, where he's free to come and go to train.
This means that I get to train at the COE all summer, which is very helpful. I get to use all their great things they have in there, and I get to travel around with the team all winter and do all the contests.
Colby Stevenson also has his sights set on competing in the 2018 Olympics. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.